The committee made up of OPEC and non-OPEC members will meet next week in Abu Dhabi to review progress made as part of the group's deal to reduce production and help balance the global oil market. Bloomberg's oil market and OPEC reporter Grant Smith joins me from London to discuss expectations for the meeting and what oil price producers really want to see. Nice to have you join me, Grant.
Hi, Jessica.
So what can we expect from the meeting next week? What sort of conversations between ministers do you foresee taking place?
So the point of the meeting is for OPEC and its partners to take stock of their efforts to balance the global oil market. And that strategy hasn't been going as well as they might have liked. Even though they've been cutting production and oil inventories are coming down as they intend, the oil price isn't moving that much higher. It's been pretty much stuck at about $60 a barrel in London for the past couple of months. And if you're a producer in OPEC, that is a bit of a problem because a lot of these countries need a price that's a bit higher. So the biggest worry for the OPEC countries right now is demand. The global economy is slowing. The U.S.-China trade war shows no signs of abating. And that's putting a lot of downward pressure on how much oil is being used in industries and commercially around the world. So the main conversation point for OPEC is whether there's anything more they can do, whether they should extend the cuts longer, whether they should maybe even deepen the cuts. And that's especially an issue when they look into 2020, when it looks like the market is going to be even weaker than it is right now.
Interesting. Now, OPEC's crude production actually rose last month. Now, that was the first increase since the group and its allies started this new round of output cuts at the start of the year. So, which producers contributed the most to that increase, and will OPEC output continue to rise now?
The biggest increase was actually from Saudi Arabia. That's the biggest country in OPEC. But that's pretty normal. Their consumption goes up at this time of year. So that may have just stayed at home rather than being shipped onto global markets. Even with that increase, the Saudis are still cutting far more production than they'd agreed to under the deal because they're so determined to keep supplies tight. The bigger worry for OPEC is the production that came from a couple of other countries, particularly Nigeria and Iraq. They have not really made any of the cuts that they promised to. And so they could be in line for a bit of a talking to from the Saudis when everybody gets together in Abu Dhabi. The Saudis want to press everybody to be as disciplined with the cutbacks as they can be.
I see. Now, I just want to bring up prices, like you mentioned, too. Brent crude trading right around $60 a barrel, down about 20% from its peak this year. What price does OPEC and its allies want to see, and what do you expect the group to do when they meet more formally in December?
Almost all the countries in the OPEC Plus coalition need a price that's higher than what we're currently seeing. Their economies are just so reliant on oil revenues. The Saudis themselves are no exception. In order to balance their budget, the International Monetary Fund thinks the kingdom needs about $85 a barrel in order to cover pretty generous social spending, plus they have a number of other issues going on right now, not least the war in Yemen. This Saudi Arabia is also cracking on with plans to sell a stake in the state oil company, Saudi Aramco, and a higher oil price is important for getting investors excited about that. Russia, however, that's the biggest non-OPEC member that's part of this coalition, is in a different position. Their budget is based on about $49 a barrel, the lowest it's been in more than a decade. And so if the discussion about whether it's necessary to cut production deeper comes up when these countries get together in Abu Dhabi, Russia may require a bit more persuading because its fiscal pressures is just a good bit less than, for example, Saudi Arabia's.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see what OPEC and its allies decide to do. Grant, thanks very much for joining me. This is one of the topics we're watching in commodities for the week ahead. In New York, I'm Jessica Summers.